Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Holton Wildcat basketball. We're joined by girls head coach Leslie Allenor. Lady Cats coming off their second victory of the season, ending the tournament in Seneca with a victory last week. Before we, let's actually start there and talk about the victory on Friday. Coach, you beat St. Mary's, first time to play them this year, 52-41, and a game in which you were pretty much able to lead from start to finish. Had to feel good for the girls. You'd obviously played the day before, and so going back up there, for the third time in a few days and winning after playing the night before, had to feel good. What did you see from your girls that you liked? And talk about, I guess, just kind of the confidence that came from that final win on Friday.
Yeah, we did play very well, and I was proud of them. I know that they were excited to end the tournament on a win, as was I. I felt like we did an excellent job getting inside to our post and scoring inside out. Becca Lassie had an amazing game. I think she had 20 and was just a monster on the boards, and she did really well there. And I think we did also a good job pushing the ball in transition and trying to get some easy buckets that way. And I will talk about our defense as well. They had some pretty good three-point shooters, and we did a good job of limiting their threes and the amount of good looks they got from the three-point line.
Yeah, I feel like defensively, just looking at scoring and stuff, it had to be one of the better games of the season. And really against Marysville, I feel like your defense was probably pretty good as well. It was more the scoring lows, but you hold Marysville to 46 points, end up losing that game the previous night on Thursday. But is that where you're seeing a lot of improvement, maybe just overall right now, is holding some teams down lower and knowing that you're going to have maybe some offensive lapses from time to time, the defense has kind of stepped up a bit?
Yes, most definitely. We do a scout before every game and really try to challenge the girls to kind of take away some of their scoring weapons, and always talking about ways that we can, rebound better, defend better. Yes, so definitely trying to improve on that every week and still working on our offense. We're still trying to find a groove there.
You bet, just the consistency factor. And you have a little bit of extra time here. Obviously, you didn't have a game scheduled on Tuesday, and you missed Monday with a snow day. But a few days here, what's kind of the approach at this time of the year? You're past the midseason tournament. You got a couple non-league games left, including the one against Horton this Friday. But this, I feel like, has the opportunity to be kind of a good game and a springboard and kind of another confidence builder for your girls if you can come play well Friday at home.
Most definitely. I was telling them yesterday we're trying to stack two wins here. It's definitely a winnable game, and they have a couple really good players, but it's nice that we have 3 days to not only scout them a little better, but fine-tune the stuff that, like I said, we're trying to get better at too, and this gives us time to do that before Friday.
Well, you mentioned winnable game, and looking ahead, even next week and beyond that, there's definitely some winnable opportunities for your girls, and hopefully with those improvements and some of the progress that they've made, that you'll be able to see some of that come to fruition. I was going to ask you about, it sounds like, kind of team health has been an issue as well for a lot of teams, but, always having the same players at practice and healthy to go in all the games, I'm sure makes it tough, especially when you don't have a huge deep bench and you're shuffling some different lineups from week to week.
Yeah, most definitely. If we have a girl out here or there, even if it's for one day in practice, that can really affect how we plan and prepare for the next day. And especially before a game, if they miss some important notes about what we're trying to do the next day for the game. But we've kind of lucked out. We haven't had a ton of sickness. Billy Tankin, our senior, has been a little sick, and making sure that we keep Becca, she kind of injured her hand, keep her going. But honestly, we've been pretty blessed, knock on wood, to not have a ton of sickness run through our team yet.
Good deal. Well, it's kind of crazy, but you look up and there's a month left. There's only, 8 or so games left in the regular season, so it'll fly by, no doubt. Coach, best of luck. Look forward to seeing you Friday against Horton. Thanks for your time.
Sounds good. Thank you, Justin.
Coach Allenor of the Holton Lady Wildcats will talk Holton boys basketball after this break.